Pastor William Rennick has just returned from Atlanta, where there was a series of meetings on clerical response to the call by many Americans for the full legalization of gay marriage. And it's not a secret, Pastor Rennick, that your group, African-American pastors, black ministers, have said it is odious to compare black civil rights to gay rights. Why is that?
Philip, the Bible teaches us to love mankind. It does not teach us to embrace the sins of mankind. And to compare what so-called gay people have gone through, the untold horrors that were visited on the black race for almost 500 years, is wrong. And we are simply saying for women and the handicapped and gay people and any group that claims to want a kind of civil right, that is wrong. Civil rights and the battle for civil rights is a battle of black people. Where do they get the idea?
Well, hold on for a minute. I mean, gay people.
No, I'm not saying that they don't have the right to redress the grievance, the Constitution of the United States of America, which is the law of the land, tells them so. But to say they're fighting for civil rights and trying to piggyback on the black man's cause. You see, this piggybacking your cause on the back of the black man.
Well, hold on. You were quoted in the Atlanta Constitution as saying you were, and other pastors were tired of this piling on.
What I meant was, Phil, we recognize that all kinds of people, they want all kinds of things. But if they would, why do they keep saying, women, they want their rights. The handicapped, they want their rights. The old people want their rights. The Mexicans, they want their rights. The Jews, they want their rights. And they say, all they want is, they say, look at the black folks. See how just their cause was. Ours is too, and now on top of that entire load the black people are carrying on their backs, on jumps the gay cause. And the gay man says, look at the black man, and look at his fight for equal rights. Why can't we have what the black man's got? And what we are trying to say, last time I checked, the battle for civil rights was a black man's battle. And the battle...
But civil rights, the rights of people...
You could... The black man and the black woman went through untold hell to get to where they are today. And now all of a sudden here comes the gay man. Here comes a man who embraces an act that is prescribed in the Bible when a man lays down with another man. I don't judge a man. I judge the act. No one suffered like the black people.
Pastor.
No, nobody suffered, Phil, like the black. You're trying to tell me now we got to carry the gays on our back, too? I've been carrying women. I've been carrying these crippled or handicapped. I've been carrying the Jew. I've been carrying the Mexican. I've been carrying the old people.
Isn't it true?
No, but the old people. Now they're saying, I'm just like a black man.
Right.
Gay man says, I'm just like the black man. The woman says, I'm just like the black man. Some old man, a crippled old man in a wheelchair says, I'm a black man too. I tell you right now, this don't wash off. And everybody who's saying to me...
Hold on a minute. I want to get a word in here, Pastor Rennick, because you are a compelling speaker.
I'm sorry, but I'm very passionate about this. So civil rights has to do with the black people, the African-American of this country, if you will, the Afro-American, if you will. When you talk about civil rights, that was our fight. And we're simply saying, myself and the other 300 pastors who attended the retreat in the conclave this weekend, that civil rights was a fight for black folks to get their right. These gay folks, they call it what they want, a gay marriage, but civil rights, this is the province of the black man and the black woman.
But it's about people being entitled to their civil rights.
Look, I appreciate that.
And gay people, I want to give our phone number out, Pastor, and I know you're waiting for an airplane right now. You are going on a retreat, an Easter sabbatical to the Middle East.
That is correct. We're taking about 300 members of our congregation.
And I want to mention that you're with the Joyful Union.
That is correct, yes.
In Bellflower, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What about this issue of as you say, and as other black ministers have said, gay people piggybacking on to the civil rights cause of black people, and you just don't like it. And are you saying, as they say, that you don't like it because it's a sin? Because
the Bible is very clear. You have to understand that I'm a fan of Pentecostal preacher. I believe the Bible very deeply, very well articulates that this act of a man lying down with another man is an odious act. Bible's clear, says it's abomination.
Gay people, though, Pastor Rennick,
yes,
are trying to get gay marriage legalized. They have respectfully referred to the fight of black Americans, African Americans, and they compare themselves to that with admiration.
Well, I appreciate the admiration. You can't call what they're doing civil rights. That's what we did. But I did in St. Augustine. I marched in St. Augustine. I didn't march in St. Augustine so I could lay down with another man. I marched in St. Augustine so that I could have the full rights of other men. I didn't march in St. Augustine so I could lay with another man and love on another man. I marched in St. Augustine so I could own a home.
Right.
So I could buy a car. So I could sit down at a lunch counter with other people. With dignity. I didn't march in St. Augustine so I could lay down with another man and make like he's a woman. And I didn't march in St. Augustine to have another man treat me like I'm a woman.
Well, this idea that you're tired of, and you mentioned women, you mentioned handicap.
No, the women's right to climb it on the back of the black people, the crippled people can climb it on the back of the black people. Gay man want to climb on my back. Mexican want to climb on my back. Indian want to climb on my back.
Yeah.
All these people want to get on my back. Now the Arab Americans say, well, I got civil rights too. Now how do you like that? I'm telling you right now, that takes, and excuse my language, but I speak this way in my church, that takes balls of steel. To be an Arab, try to blow up buildings in America and say you got civil rights like me? I got to say that's funny. That makes me laugh. And these old folks say, I want my meal ticket too, because look what the black folks did. No, no. See, we're tired of people climbing on our backs.
All right, now, Pastor Rennick, you're a very compelling speaker, and I've listened to you speak before, but I do want to get in questions, and you know, I know you're used to sermonizing.
I apologize. Phil, I do apologize. What I'm trying to say to you is this. You have to understand that I'm the shepherd of a congregation. And
no, I know that you are used to not laying the law down, but articulating belief systems.
And I feel very strongly about this, as the other 300 pastors that I was with in Atlanta, Georgia, this past weekend at the sabbatical that we had. And we all agreed. You love the man. Jesus loved all of his children. But you ain't got to tell me that a man says, I want to go on a date with another man, or marry him like he a woman. And by the way, let me piggyback on the black man and say, my cause is like his cause. You gotta be nuts.
What would you call what the women are fighting for? Equal pay, equal rights and jobs. Wouldn't you say that women are fighting for civil rights?
I call what women are fighting. Frankly, I call what women are fighting for questionable in light of the fact that Corinthians very clearly states the man is the head of the household. Now, I understand these poor women who've been left high and dry by men. I understand that. I understand that women out there, single-parent households, have been left high and dry by a man. I understand. That doesn't mean you get to ride on the black man's back. And I understand about the illegal Mexicans and how they do all the work. They get no respect and no credibility for it. But why don't you get off my back? And I understand that the plight of the handicapped people in America is an arduous journey for respect and accessibility to the world of the able. I understand that. But here's that problem again. What's that problem again?
They're getting on your back.
They're climbing on my back.
I'm going to take a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick of Joyful Union Congregation. You're a passionate man. I would ask you to hear my callers out.
Phil, I believe me when I tell you that I believe in the love of Jesus Christ and the brotherhood of all people. But again, I've got to tell you, there's a difference between the sinner and the sin.
And I understand that that's your position. We're talking about civil rights of gay people. You feel that they're climbing, they're piggybacking onto the civil rights of black people, and that's wrong.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick. Kevin?
Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes, Kevin, your car phone broke up a little bit there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pastor, I just want to say that as an African-American, I personally am offended that you would try to own the civil rights movement. Civil rights are rights for all people of the United States, not just African-Americans. However, African-Americans did fight a good fight and set a standard. And I think we should be proud as a people that other groups want to emulate a standard that we set.
Kevin, you're making a very good point. You're a young black man.
I'm an African-American.
You sound to me like a young man. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 42.
I can tell you, Kevin, I mean this as a compliment. You are a young man compared to me. But the fight that we wage for our civil rights, you a young black man.
Yes, sir.
You understand that this fight took the lives of people. This was a bloody fight. And now take your boyfriend along for a ride? Now what you got? You got a white boyfriend or what you got?
All right, now let's have a little respect for this man.
I've got nothing but respect for this brother. Are you married to a man or?
First of all, no, I'm not married at all, and that's not the point.
You want to get some of these white boys in the gay community to piggyback on the black man's back?
Pastor, my point simply is this. If we as a younger generation do not have an example, a good example from our elders to follow, then we're left to flounder. So I personally am proud that my elder African-Americans who have gone on before me have set such a fine example.
I'm trying to say to you, that you are a young brother. You as a black man should be ashamed, though, of these gay leeches, the woman leech, the handicapped leech, leeching onto your cars.
But Kevin is a black...
You're a white man. You don't understand what we're talking about. I'm talking to this brother now about how these gays want to...
And what I'm saying, Pastor,
is that
what color...
What's that?
Pastor, we as an African-American people have got to stop looking at color. Color is not consequential, especially
brother,
as
I'm not, brother, I'm not talking about color now. I'm talking about whether a man wants to oil you up and treat you like a woman.
Look, you're not going to argue. Kevin is a gay man. You're going to try to argue him off of his orientation. All he said...
It's color that created civil rights, my brother, not the color of your socks. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand you, Pastor.
Right.
I understand.
Kevin, I got to go. 1-800-449-8686. That is William Renick, who is a pastor of Joyful Union Congregation in Belfort. He just got back from Atlanta where they had a conclave talking about how women's rights, handicap rights, elderly rights, and gay rights are leeching onto the black civil rights movement. And one of the points that he made that I thought was debatable, he says that the African-American owns the term civil rights, and nobody else should be climbing on his back. Now, that young man was African-American, he was gay, and Pastor Renick related to him strictly as a black man. And he called the women's rights movement, gay rights movement, leeches. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. My guest is Pastor William Renick from the Joyful Union Congregation. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. Is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick joins us. Gayful Union. I just called it Gayful Union, Pastor. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, but I think that shows about media bias, honest. And I know you made a mistake, Phil, but it shows they call a Freudian slip in that you have a media bias about the topic.
And no, I meant to say joyful union congregation, and I said gayful union. So forgive me. And I know that you stand against gay marriage. Primarily as an African-American minister, your group decried it this weekend. You said black civil rights should not be compared to gays, should not compare their battle to civil rights. Let's get down to brass tacks before we take another call. What do you mean by trademark infringement?
So what we mean, gay people have bandied around this term civil rights long enough. And women have bandied around this term civil rights long enough. And handicapped people. And illegal immigrants. And old folks have bandied around this term civil rights long enough. Now we're claiming trademark infringement because civil rights belongs to the black people. The term civil rights belongs to black people. We think if gay folks want to keep using this, then maybe it's a matter of money. Black people paid with their blood for the term civil rights. Now it's time for these rich white gay, and let's be very clear. These gays, a lot of rich white boys who live in large, they ain't never seen what a black man and what we've had to put up with. So I'm saying we're looking once again to take our congregation on an Easter sabbatical to the Holy Land. Sister Bigham and I and our associate deacon, Mr. Richard Procott, we'll be staying in the King Suite, the Doubletree in Cairo. And the point that I'm trying to make...
All right, look, we'll talk about the sabbatical later, but the fact is, this is owned, the term civil rights, owned by black people.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Women, handicapped, the elderly, gay people, it's not civil rights. Only black people fought for civil rights. Jennifer, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't understand what you're saying about civil rights and they belong to black people.
Black
no.
folks fought the civil rights against a lot of...
No, civil... No, wait.
The white crackers down south.
People
you know.
Come to America, okay? Black people cannot sit there and use civil rights as everything they do, okay?
We're the ones that had the big civil rights fight. I don't know if you read the newspapers, but we was walking in Selma, Alabama, St. Augustine, Florida.
And did white people not walk with you, too?
Only Jews?
Yes, they did.
Only
white
Jews?
People, no, not
no, only,
Jews.
Only
white
Jews
people
did.
Walked with you. Handicapped people walked with you.
No, handicapped people can't walk? What kind of statement
no,
is that?
No, they rolled with you.
Rolled
they were in the march.
What kind of statement
it
is that
they walked
with? It was
not all black people that fought for it. Oh, there are, was, there
Renick,
was some white people,
weren't
too.
Weren't there white people with you?
Yeah, they were Jews. They were with it. They're white, but they're Jews. Ain't no crackers down there that was marching with us. And
can we not use the word cracker?
Well, there wasn't no... I didn't see nobody coming out of no barbershop on Peachtree Street in Atlanta joining the march. I didn't see nobody coming off a peanut farm joining the march. I seen a lot of Jews coming down from Chicago and New York joining the march.
But were they white people? That is my whole thing.
Do you consider
Jews white people?
You think Jews are white people?
White people still walk with you.
Well, I mean,
if
white...
you are a preacher, you need to not say cracker. I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, Jennifer, I don't mean to offend you, but I'm just trying. Women and gays and old folks, the ones with the limp, wouldn't even have the word civil rights with a word for the black man. Now I got some guy limping up to me and saying, by the way, I'm going for civil rights too, and I'm going, whoa, hold the phone.
All right, Jennifer, hold the line, okay, hon, because I know
okay.
You came on just before our break. 1-800-449-8686. Does the term civil rights only belong to black people, not gays, not women, not the elderly? It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Pastor William Renick joins me, and I know you've got a plane to catch, Pastor. You're on your way to Egypt, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're taking the congregation to Easter sabbatical.
Tough time to be traveling to the Middle East, but let me get back to our point here that black people paid with their blood for the term civil rights. As a black minister, you joined with other black ministers this past weekend in Atlanta to say gay rights should not be compared to black civil rights. Blacks own, and I thought that was interesting, own that term. And
Phil, I want to tell you a story about
let me just give our number again, 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
I want to tell you a story.
And we do have callers hanging on.
I understand that, but I won't be long. But I stood up in the parking lot near our new youth center at Joyful Union, and I was talking to our choir director, Mr. Abbott, and he made a joke. He said, "Now, how long before you want to lay down with a man and treat him like he's a girl?" I said, "Why'd you say that to me?" He said, "Well, ain't you read the newspapers? Gay folks want to hook up with you. Say it's civil rights just like black people." I struck that man.
You saying you hit him?
I struck that. Yes, I did, and I'll tell you why. Jesus stood before the high priest. He said, "If I did not speak the truth, why have you spiked me?" This man didn't speak the truth. He lied. Said, "I want to wear all kind of, be gay and all that. I want to go hang out with the gay boys." Man, I slow, baby. That's all it took for me.
All right, let me get back to the caller. Jennifer, go ahead.
I don't understand how you work. I don't understand how you could be a preacher.
What do you mean? I understand I'm a preacher. I took my theological degree from Texas Teachers College in Amarillo, Texas.
Well, do you know what, preacher? God will take care of you.
Wait a minute.
Do you know that everything that you do, you have
girl.
To answer for?
I got some
everything
southern white
that
girl
you act
me.
Like, you have to answer for. You are supposed
wait,
to be
wait,
a
wait,
man
wait.
Of God. Listen, you are supposed to be a man of God, and you are not acting like a man of God out in public.
Wait a second now. You're trying to tell me I'm the preacher. What are you, some little girl down there working at a stop and go? Trying to tell me how it is?
Oh, yeah, because I believe in God. After you believe in God, everybody
gay?
Is the same. But you know what?
You're
when I listened to you on the radio, I didn't know you were a man of God.
Wait a minute.
Until he said you were a preacher.
The black man
and you
is
know
a
you
proud
have
man.
To answer for that.
Wait a second. You want me to put my cards together with a bunch of guys that like to lay down with each other like they're in a movie?
And they have to answer for that. You don't answer for them.
What's that?
You don't have to answer for their actions. You can tell them the right way, but if they don't listen, they have to answer to God. They don't answer to you. You are judging. And it says in the Bible, do not judge because you are going
to
be judged yourself.
Now, see, you just said you wanted to smack her.
Because she's a white woman. Now, look, don't be telling me about God's word. You don't know jack squat about the Lord Almighty, except when you pray to him to take your gonorrhea away.
Now, see, there you go. You're being inflammatory. Take her gonorrhea away.
What she know about it?
Oh, I believe in God. And you know
yeah.
what? I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I believe he will answer for what I will answer for what I did. And you have to answer for what you did. You are not a man of God.
I don't like
I
you
hope,
talking to me like that.
I hope that you repent tonight and you pray to God that he
right.
forgives you
Good,
for the
Jennifer.
Way you act.
Thank you for your call. And
you don't let her talk to me like that.
She was just expressing her opinion.
Thank you.
And she said that, you need to...
All I said was, now she's coming on here. Look, I got no trailer park civil rights organization.
Thank
I know
you,
about.
Sir, that's and God bless you.
I'm not
too.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, this is Dave.
Yes, sir.
To the black pastor, I think he's got a little bit of misdirected anger there. First of all, he may need to realize that some of these men they're laying down with each other are not white. Okay, no surprise there.
Most of them are.
But, hold on.
And the rich white boys that are trying to hook their trailer onto the civil rights caravan.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
What kind of mess is that?
But in terms of, the blacks fighting for blacks, more white people died in the Civil War in the cause of killing slavery than black people.
No, white people died in the Civil War because they got paid to. Now, if you told them what they were fighting for, they would have turned around and gone home. Now,
they wait a minute. You don't really believe that, do you?
Oh, they don't. They didn't know them white boys going down there. They did that because they got paid, you know, like a mule and 40 acres, all that. But let's bring it up to date.
A lot of
let's
those people
about
got a uniform and ammunition.
Well,
they didn't get paid.
What are you reenacting Civil War Day on a weekend or something? I'm talking about today. I'm talking about gay people. You want to still be back there going through the vacant lot picking up old Civil War uniform buttons. What you doing, man? You trading sabers online? Can I find a nice little hat on eBay? What you talking about?
I'm talking about more
white people.
You
sound like you died down with a man, my son, and that's why you don't understand civil rights. And
more white people died in the Civil War trying to abolish slavery.
The Civil War again.
What?
Hey, have you got that on tape? I'll tell you what you can do. You could go have yourself a bowel movement and just play that over and over again on tape.
More people died from slavery and...
Well, don't make fun of the guy.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's driving me nuts.
I'm not making fun of anybody.
All right, Dave, thank you.
That guy repeating over and over again.
What do you mean if they knew what they were fighting for, they would have turned around and gone home?
All the white boys that died in the Civil War, they thought they were fighting. They didn't know. They thought they were fighting to go down there and if you win the war, man, we'll give you like 3 acres of land. Then a guy turned around and said, you're fighting for black people. Well, hell, I ain't going to do that. Drew his gun down in a pile and walked on home. Now, you can look that up.
I can look that up.
That's right. That's right. On the internet.
Here is Nick on the Phil Hendry Show. Nick, go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say I feel really sorry for the pastor. For a man of God, he's got a slave mentality.
Pastor. All right.
I don't even feel as a pastor. First of all, the blacks were the ones that were given 40 acres and a mule.
What's a gay man going to tell me about the slave mentality? I am telling you that. What do you mean blacks got 40 acres and a mule? That wasn't right?
Well, Pastor, you forget. It was the blacks that sold blacks to the whites and that enslaved them. So it was the black man that enslaved the blacks.
No, that's wrong. White people did.
No, it was the blacks that sold them.
No, it was whites.
Obviously,
it was white. Look at
you're an ignorant black man that doesn't know anything. You try to know the word of God. You don't even know the word of God.
Look, you got to get your nose out of Blue Boy and get it into maybe something more interesting like the New York Times. Stop taking all the Advocate out.
I don't know how to read, do you?
I know how to read, and I read something more than Blue Boy and Advocate.
What do you read?
I think you ought to. What do you read?
Magazines or something?
Do you read the Bible?
Because you know most you cast pedophiles anyways.
Do you know the Bible? No, you
don't know the Bible.
You don't read the Bible. You know why you don't
read the Bible? I read the Bible every day.
You know why you don't read the Bible? Because you're using your hands so much you went blind.
Because the way you talk about people.
You go blind, you know, if you keep doing that.
You bad out everyone but blacks. You don't realize during the Civil War.
You must be getting a lot of calls from these guys who reenact Civil War battles on the weekend.
What?
I didn't hear either one of you guys.
I said, you must be getting a lot of calls from these white boys, most of them gay, that reenact about...
Okay, come on with the most of them gay.
I think the pastor's a...
I think you are a gay man.
Turned down in the bathroom at the airport.
What'd you do? Did you just watch Cole Mountain, white boy?
I said, obviously you were turned down by some man in the bathroom.
Did you just go watch Cole Mountain, white boy?
What is it with you guys? I can't hear anything. All right. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
You got all these white boys calling from the South telling me about the Civil War. When are we going to get to the 21st century?
All right, look, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the 21st century. You know, I'm a black guy, and I'm calling from the South. I'm from Atlanta. And we're trying to grow as a nation.
It's time
to let this go, man. It's time to let this go and get past this for my kids and for the future kids. I mean, we need to let this go. You know, stop feeling as, you know, all this stuff that these older people just keep going on and on and on and
good
on.
Good point.
And we need to just let it go and let the new nation take over.
You know,
we need to grow as a country. We got black soldiers, white soldiers over there dying for this country, and we still got this silliness going on here in this country here.
I think
you need to just get past that and go on and just go on. Because I'm telling you, man, I'm a black man. I'm a black archer here in the state of Georgia. And I'm very, very few. It's not very many black auctioneers around here. And I don't have more white people help me get to where I need to be than I have had my own brother.
You said you're a black auctioneer.
Yes, I am. I've had more black people help me get to the point where I am today, where I'm doing well.
Yeah,
but we need to grow as a country, man, and not just pull against each other.
All right, let Pastor Renick,
This is going on and on. I want to say something.
All right, hold on, Joe. Let Pastor Renick say something.
Brother, can I ask you a question? Could you do one of them, like what you do? Do you do that, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do that.
Can you do some of that for me? I just want to hear it because I love the entire lost art of the auction, and it's very American to me. Can you do some of that for me?
Yeah, I can do it. But
just do a little bit for me.
I want to make a point.
Hey, let me say something, brother.
We need to make a point here, man. We need to stop this because I'm tired of hearing about all this hatred.
My daughter comes home every day, and I'm trying to teach her different things,
and you guys just keep this mess going on and on and on.
All right, Joe, go ahead, Pastor.
All right, Joe, tonight I'm going to get on an airplane. I'm going to take my congregation on an Easter sabbatical to the Holy Land. My wife, Sister Bingham, and I, and our associate deacon, Richard Prelkop, we're staying at the Doubletree in Cairo, Egypt. And from there, we will go by way of Land Rover to the pyramids. And then by paddle boat up the Nile to the very ancient Suez Canal. And the entire experience will finish off with a cruise to Istanbul and then on to Athens. And then we fly back to Los Angeles via Frankfurt. Now, what do you think about that?
What has that got to do with anything?
Well, that's the money we raised.
And they got
money
to do what you're talking about.
With these gay guys, we get the rights from them using the term civil rights. My church got to go on a whirlwind trip to the Middle East.
See, he's talking about making gay guys pay for the using the term civil rights.
That's silly.
What about that?
Man, I mean, they're not...
Well, wait a second. You were sitting there going, you're going, old American. Well, I'm walking down the street in St. Augustine.
I mean, they are people, too, and they have rights, too. You know, I read the Bible. I do what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, we can't force our beliefs on everybody
else, and they have their own beliefs.
And I think we need to, you know, let them do what they want to do.
I know that, brother. But when you're sitting up there going, hey, how would we run for this piano? What are we going to get for this statue? And I'm out there getting my head cracked open by some cracker cop in St. Augustine. Well, you're saying some old lady, do you want me to wrap that in newspaper for you? You want to take it like it is? What's that about?
Oh, come on.
I mean, what do you
think? There's a lot of black men got to get involved.
Look here, man. Let me tell you something. I've been in this business right here for a while. And when I go to auctions, it's very well known that a lot of black people are just not into auctions.
Hey, you sell horses?
Here. There's a lot of black people that's not into it.
But it's weird, man. It's weird.
I used to feel uncomfortable because of the mess that I was taught from the older people like you. I used to be real uncomfortable. But now when I go to my auctions, I'm either the only black person there, or it might be one other.
What's all funky, man? You don't see no auction on Soul Train. What's that about?
I feel very safe. And I feel
Joe, let me jump in here.
I go
hold on for a minute.
I go to the hills.
black people ain't into auctions.
What the hell's the auction, man?
Everybody, I want to buy this bottle of Nivea lotion. What are you talking about?
Now, see, that was racist.
Well, he said black people ain't into auctions. You want to know why black folks ain't into auctions? What about an auction off an old Frigidaire from the backyard?
All right. Look, Joe, you made some great points. I gotta go. And I have to say to you, Pastor Renick, you really got to calm down a little bit. I mean,
calm down! I feel great!
What do you mean a whirlwind vacation to Egypt because you used all that money that the gay guys paid you for using civil... Are you trying to tell me you got some guys paying you?
I got a deal, yeah.
Well, where's the bread for the rest of the black folks?
What you talking about?
So in other words, you got some gay guys paying you off for using the term civil rights, and you're taking your wife to the... What is it? Doubletree Hotel in Cairo?
Word!
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry to...
Who's this?
Hold on. Give me the phone. Mr. Henry, this is Clara.
Oh, Ms. Bingham, how are you?
I'm fine. Pastor Renick needs his nap right now.
You ain't gonna put me to bed, woman! I'm trying to make a point about a black man!
He is so wound up because we're going on a whirlwind vacation. Also, we have floor seats for a Laker game. So we are trying to get ready for the Easter sabbatical.
Well, Ms. Bingham, I didn't mean to keep him up past this, but it's only 10 minutes to 8 o'clock here on the West Coast.
This woman treated me like a child! Like when I had you stuck myself into my diaper on!
Are you go to bed right now. I need your hot milk and everything.
Hot milk! Thanks a lot! Now I do look queer!
He's very upset about his image.
I know he is upset about his image. He just got back from Atlanta, and he's got a little bit of a cold. So I want him to go to bed before we go,
Hey, Tom, I gotta take a nap at the airport!
Jesus, I forgot about that.
Well, you guys have fun trying to figure that one out, okay?
Just lay down on the plastic bench.
Yeah, great! Now I look like Henry!
Well, there you go. Pastor Rennick and Clara, they're all off, man. They're going to the Middle East. And he's getting paid trademark money by gay guys, if we can use the term civil rights. All right, that's Pastor William Rennick. The Phil Henry Show will continue, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you boarding right now?
We are boarding.
We gotta get on the plane here in a minute.
Well, I just want to keep you on for a gentleman by the name of Derek here. Go ahead, Derek. You're on with Pastor William Rennick on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Pastor Rennick, you're wasting some good air time. You know, I believe in what you're saying, you know, because I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it really bothers me to hear the gays using the civil rights to back them.
That's right.
But I'll tell you one thing,
as a
pastor, you're wrong. You should not be disrespecting people the way you're disrespecting them.
Now, wait a minute.
In the dogmatic way that you're going about things, it ain't right.
Now, wait a minute.
It ain't right and you're wrong.
You ought to realize that.
As a pastor, I believe you ought not even board that plane. You ought to go back home, get on your knees, and start praying to God to forgive you for disrespecting those people that was just trying to get their point across.
How was I disrespecting them, brother?
I ain't got an ounce of gayness up in me.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing,
you ain't got an ounce of gayness.
You need
you sure
to sit down.
Up pretty strong.
Talk to your God.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Get things together.
All right, hold on. Now, Pastor Rennick, you want to say something?
Now look, brother, I come on the radio tonight because I got some gay boys telling me they want to piggyback on my back on civil rights. I said, that's fine. You want to pay me? You see what I'm saying? In other words,
But that ain't even going to happen. That's nonsense.
Ain't nobody going to pay you
for using the term civil rights.
Yeah.
I don't care what they're doing. Gay, lesbian, or whatever. Ain't nobody going to pay you for that.
No, but you know
and you
money.
Need to realize that. And you ought to be trying to get your point across some other kind of way.
You ain't going to do it like that.
People going to hear you and think you're a zip-dang fool.
That's what they're going to
do. They're going to think you're a madman. Because that's what you sound like to me.
We can split the money. We can split it all.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.